This is Mike Zuzlo with your late session grain update. Two-sided trade continues in the grains and livestock this last trading day of the month, with commodity traders being pulled by sharply higher crude prices contrasted with sharply lower equities. Investors are having a tough time, it would seem, deciding which way to lean, so they've returned to buying the commodities they see most likely to have the best demand, crude oil and hogs. Speaking of demand, weekly export inspections for corn broke 1 million tons. For wheat, they were 50% above the highest trade guess. Should keep the feed grain sellers on the sidelines, I would think. In the soy, weather models still suggest very dry conditions. About two-thirds of the corn belt over the next 5 days, not seeing much rain. I would think sellers would be few there as well. Pre-positioning of today's crop conditions likely going to be seen this last hour of trade. 1 point degradation for both corn and beans is expected. There is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options.